This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great fall season, to help you to put the garden to bed, to prepare your power equipment and your gardening equipment, and put that to bed, and that way when spring comes next year, you're ready to go. And we'll give you some tips on how to take care of your tools and all of those power equipment, wheelbarrows and things like that, spreaders especially. And if you need some help, you give us a call. We have a toll-free number for you. The number is 855-660-4261. And if you're interested in planting bulbs, this is the time of the year right now for planting your arrival of spring. And there's nothing prettier after being stuck in the house all winter long with some of us with snow cover, some of us with just cold, and even some of you listening in the south where it gets cool, no snow, but there's not much going on. And you can plant your Dutch bulbs, things like daffodils and tulips and crocuses, even in Florida, in Texas, in Mississippi, and you know, throughout the entire country. So it's not just a bulb for the northern states, it's also for the southern states. And the time to plant them is right now. And if you've never planted bulbs before, there's a few things that you should know. I'll give you a couple of tips that will really help you. Number one, do not use bone meal. Growing up, and when I first started in this industry, we sold bone meal with every order, slow-release fertilizer, and it was great for the bulbs. But the problem with bone meal is it's actually beef bones that have been dried and ground up into a powder, and you mix it with the soil, and it really does help the bulbs to get establish and gives them some great nourishment. And because it's organic, it's a slow release fertilizer. But the problem with it is, if you have in your yard squirrels, chipmunks, mice, or moles, or even if your next door neighbor has a dog, or you have a dog, they're going to start to dig because they smell the bone. And if it's a dog, he's going to think there's a dinosaur buried there. And they'll dig them all up and all your hard work, and if you're trying to create a design with the way that you've arranged the bulbs, once they dig them up, you can't tell which is yellow or red or pink or white. But the animals will eat tulips. They won't eat daffodils. So if you know that you have squirrels, chipmunks, moles in your area, then don't plant tulips and don't plant crocuses, because these rodents will eat the bulb while it's still in the ground. Now, if you really want to, and I did this a couple years ago and it worked very, very well. I had planted a bag of 50 tulips for my wife, all in a bed. And I kept envisioning all winter long that when spring came, I would have a 4-foot circle of pastel pink tulips. Little did I know that when spring arrived, one tulip opened. And it just blew my mind. And I started to dig in the ground and found that they had tunneled. Some animal got in there, tunneled in, and ate every single tulip except for one. So the following year, I got smart. I bought some half-inch galvanized wire. And I bought a piece that was 3 feet tall. And you can buy it by the foot. So I got a piece that was 3 feet by 3 feet. I bended the sides to be about 3 inches. So I made like a pan, the shape of a pan with sides, dug my hole, planted my bulbs, put my bulb fertilizer, and then set the wire bowl that I had created on top of it. And the opening was large enough so that the tulip shoot could go through the hole and through the soil and flower for me. And it worked great. The animals dug. They hit the wire. They couldn't get through. They tried to go down, and there were sides, and they couldn't get through. And we had beautiful tulips that year. So in the future, when we planted crocuses and tulips, we always did this wire covering, and it worked real, real well. But we changed. We used the Dr. Earth bulb food at the time of planting, and it fed the bulbs, and it worked real well. Now, the other secret for bulbs is to feed them twice. When you see that the blossoms are beginning to go by, cut them off. Don't let your daffodils or hyacinths, crocuses, make a seed pod. And you'll see right where the flower was, a big swollen area, especially on daffodils, that will get about the size of a quarter. And if you were to crack it open, you would see little white seeds inside. So that takes energy. So what you want to do is, as soon as you see that your daffodils are done blooming or getting dirty looking, just cut off the dead flower. You don't take off the foliage, just the flower, so that it doesn't use its energy to make seed. It uses the energy to replace the energy that it took to make that flower. And that way the bulb is able to rebuild itself every single year. And I'll tell you, it does make a big difference. Now, try and plant your bulbs in a group of 5, 6, 7 together. And the reason for that is they come up as a clump. Just like if you buy a pot of tulips or a pot of daffodils. If you plant them in a grouping and it gets windy and stormy, they tend to brace each other. If you plant them in a straight row like soldiers, they're going to go down just like dominoes. So put them in a group. And by doing that, as they begin to go by, you can plant geraniums around them or annuals around them. And that way you don't damage the bulbs. Now, what I do is when I'm done planting, I'll use a plastic golf tee. Not wood, but plastic. The reason is if you use a wooden golf tee, the paint from being in the ground will flake from it. A plastic one will always stay yellow or red or blue, and that golf tee in the ground will tell you where the bulbs are so that you can feed them in the spring and fall. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cat Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. And if we can help you with getting the gardens ready for the fall season, putting them to bed, putting your equipment away for the winter, and preparing your new equipment for the winter, which means taking the rototiller and putting it in the back of the garage and taking, for those of us that live where we get, as my wife says, a four-letter word, S-N-O-W. It's time to get it ready. But before you get your snowblower ready, put your rototiller and your fertilizer spreaders to bed correctly. If you have a fertilizer spreader, wash it out really well. Take the hose and wash all of the fertilizer that's built up in it and the lime and whatever products you've applied to your lawn with the spreader, and with the pressure on the hose, wash it from the inside. Flip it over and really soak and clean the underside of your spreader. Let it air dry and move the lever that opens and closes to make sure there's no moisture. And then spray the underside of your spreader. And make sure you get it in every hole where the fertilizer comes out. And then spray the inside of your spreader with WD-40. And that's really, really important. A fertilizer spreader today is going to run you around $50. And as the fertilizer is forced out the hole, it will scratch the individual holes that it's going out. and you can get corrosion. And what happens is the holes get bigger. And after 3, 4, 5 years, the holes can be a third or more larger. So if you're accustomed to buying a bag of fertilizer or a weed killer or whatever, they will treat 5,000 square feet, and you use the same opening, you may only treat 4,000 square feet because the fertilizer is coming out quicker because the holes in the spreader are larger. So that's why I want you to wash it. And if you can use a little bit of soap and water, that's even better. And then rinse it, let it air dry, and then spray the inside and outside with the WD-40. Put it around the wheels so that they'll turn better and they won't corrode. And then hang it on the side of your garage, inside or in your tool shed, where it's out of the way. And those of you that use a snow blower, start it up now. Don't wait until you see the first snow. Start it now. And that way, if it doesn't run properly, you get plenty of time to get it fixed. But if you wait until the first snow is coming and you can't get it started, everybody that waited like you will be bringing the snowblower to have it repaired, and you'll end up shoveling for several days. And if we do get a few storms back to back, you'll be cursing that snowblower. So start it up, let it run. If you're going to be using a single gas can, which you should for your snowblower, the people that maintain it for you, that tune it up, ask them about a gas preservative that you can put in your tank of gas that will eliminate water that could build up in there. And it will keep your gas very, very effective without inert matter collecting in. So let's get ready. Prepare your rototiller and the snowblower.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. If you're looking out your window, you're probably noticing, wow, it's bright out there. Well, that extra hour sleep that you got last night is giving us some additional daylight early in the day so that we can get out in the yard and get it done. But I'll tell you, by 5, 6 o'clock tonight, it's going to be a different story. It's going to be pitch black out there. So get your work done, and that way we can stay ahead. We mentioned a little bit about planting bulbs and ways that you can prevent the rodents from eating it. And one thing I'd like to have you try, if you have a little garden or a little spot that you walk by every morning to go to the car, to go to work, I want you to try something different. I want you to buy 10 daffodils. I want you to buy 12 tulips and a dozen to 15 crocuses. And what you're going to do is you're going to dig a hole about 9 inches deep. Put a little bit of the Dr. Earth bulb fertilizer in the hole. Work it in. And place your daffodils in the bottom of the hole. You're going to cover the daffodils with a couple of inches of soil. And then you're going to put your tulips right on top of that soil. And then you're going to cover the tulips. And then you're going to plant your crocuses on top of the tulips. And they'll be about 2 to 3 inches, probably 3 inches from the top of the hole. What's going to happen is in the early spring, in that spot, the crocuses or grape hyacinths, you can use scilla, snowdrops, snowflakes, they'll come up early. And as they begin to go by, the tulips will poke through the ground, and they'll come into bloom. And as the tulips are beginning to go by, your daffodils will be making foliage, and they'll come into bloom. So if you're limited on space, it doesn't mean that you cannot plant your spring flowering bulbs. In an area that is 18 to 24 inches in diameter square, you can plant a layer of daffodils, soil, tulips, soil, crocuses, soil. And each time you plant a layer, sprinkle a little bit of the Dr. Earth bulb fertilizer. It's all organic. It won't attract rodents, and it will feed them to get them off to a good start. And that way you'll have color for at least a 2-month period, possibly longer, in a very small area. I have had good luck planting in whiskey barrels, but only with crocuses. If you have a whiskey barrel or a planter that you leave outside in the weather, what tends to happen is every time it rains, it fills with water, it freezes, and it will actually rot the bulb. But crocuses, for some reason, probably being closer to the surface where the ground has a chance to thaw and the water to drain, they do really well. If you want to grow them in your whiskey barrel, plant them the same way, but take the whiskey barrel and put it in your garage, put it in your tool shed, put it underneath a porch where it won't get rained and snowed on during the winter. You're probably going to have to water it a little bit. And then as we get into March, roll it outside, put it in position, and it will bloom for you. But to leave it out in the middle of the yard with the snow, the rain that will turn to ice and everything else, bulbs do not do that well in a container. That way you can have color. You can even do window boxes, but they've got to come in a building so that they don't fill full of moisture, turn to a block of ice, and kill the bulbs. And now is the time to plant them. And you can buy tulips that are early flowering, tulips that are mid-season, and tulips that are late. Now, here's the difference. The early blooming tulips will have a smaller flower, and that's because of the time of the season. If you had a huge flower and you had tulips in bloom in early April, the wind and the rain and possibly some snow would really beat them up. So the flowers are smaller. Mid-season, the flowers get a little bit larger in size and also taller, while the early ones stay shorter. So it's a way that Mother Nature can give you color, and it controls the height and the size of the bloom to protect it against the weather. And then the late blooming tulips are going to bloom in May, where we have less of a tendency of rough weather, and the blossoms are a lot larger, and the plant's going to be a lot taller. Now, if you want to pot tulips and force them to bloom, use the early and the mid-season. Otherwise, if you plant the late-blooming tulips, they could grow to be 2.5 feet tall, and then they're going to fall over. So use the early or the mid-season daffodils. You can use the dwarf daffodils or the standard daffodils. Daffodils do have a tendency, as they get fully open, to kind of bend over and get floppy. So early on, put 2 or 3 little pencil stakes right in the pot with a like a fence of rope. And that green string will hold them straight up so they don't flop all over, because they'd be inside the house. Now, you need to start potting them now, because they're going to need, on an average, 12 to 16 weeks from the time you plant them till the time that they come into bloom. So you plant them in November. You have November, December, and January, so that in early February, you can bring in some of your early flowering tulips. Crocuses, on the other hand, grape hyacinths, your snowdrops, snowflakes, all of your little miscellaneous small growing bulbs need 8 weeks of cold storage. And what I do, because I love to bring in bulbs, is I'll pot them up during October in early November, give them a good drink, leave them outside until the weather gets really cold, and then I will take those potted bulbs and put them on the stairs of my bulkhead that lead into my basement. I don't put them in the basement, but I leave them in the bulkhead where it's going to stay cold, and they do very well. And when you go through the 8-week period, then you bring up 1 or 2 pots at a time. They'll come into bloom. When they finish flowering, you cut off the dead flowers. You allow the greens, or the foliage, to grow for an additional 30 to 40 days. And then take those pots, put them in your cellar. And when it's get into late April, early May, take them out of your basement, knock them out of the pot, and plant them in your garden. And they will bloom next year at their normal time in the ground, so that you get to enjoy them the first year as a potted plant and the second year as a plant in your garden. Now, 1 year we had built a doghouse, and the dog wouldn't go in the doghouse for some reason. It would be raining and he'd cry. So we'd bring him in the house. So I decided that I would use the doghouse to put the bulbs in, and it worked out beautiful. I put a little wooden label, wrote the name of the bulb, the date that I planted them so that I would know when they would be ready, put them in the doghouse, covered it with some pine needles to give them a little bit of insulation, and left them outside in the doghouse, and then I would go out and bring in 1 or 2 pots at a time, and it worked out very, very well. So a tool shed, a garage, but you don't want any heat. You want it to get cold like it is outside. If you have an enclosed porch and you can get under it where it's going to be no heat at all, that's a great place to put them. And what you want to do is pot them up now, leave them outside, and don't put them under the porch until around Thanksgiving. The reason is, if you put them out underneath the porch where it's open, the mice may find it. But by Thanksgiving, the mice have found a place to live. And they're not going to be looking for food. They want to dig a hole, get into that hole, go dormant, and stay there. So after Thanksgiving, put it underneath the porch, put some pine needles on top of it, and you're ready to go. If you're going to put it in your garage, put it on the back of the garage or on the walls where you won't trip on them. Water a little bit every now and then so the soil stays moist, but no food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Come to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about tulips and how to plant them. And if you have any questions pertaining to your garden or what you're doing, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Now, when you buy a tulip, you're going to notice that one side of the bulb is round and the other side is flat. So when you plant them in the ground or in a pot, you want to put the flat side of the tulip bulb up against the side of the hole or up against the side of the pot. And the reason for this, the very first leaf that will come out comes out on the flat side. So what happens is, by growing out away from the center, your clump of tulips or your pot of tulips will look bigger. If you put the flat side of the bulb facing towards the center of the hole or the center of your pot, the leaves will grow towards the center. The center will look beautiful, but the outside edges won't have the foliage to really make it look pretty. Just a little trick I learned over the years. So, a tulip bulb, the flat side faces the side of the hole or the side of the pot, that leaf grows out and your clump looks a lot better. Now, the depth, you want to cover the bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is tall. So a daffodil is going to be between 3 and 4 inches high. The point on all your bulbs go up. Point does not go down. It goes up. So you have a daffodil that's 3 to 4 inches. You need to dig your hole a foot deep. 4 inches for the bulb. And now you've got twice as much soil on top of it. And that's what you need. A tulip is 2 inches. So you need to dig a hole 6 inches deep. 2 inches for the bulb and 4 inches for the soil that goes on top of it. A crocus is 1 inch high, and you need to dig a hole 3 inches deep, 1 inch for the bulb, and 2 inches for the soil on top of it. And that will ensure that it's deep enough and the frost won't damage the bulb. And it won't be too deep so that it will hurt the growth of your bulbs in the ground. Now, some of the garden centers have available lily bulbs right now that you can plant. And your lilies want to go down about 10 inches. A lily bulb is a very, very unique bulb because it will produce a root on the bottom of the bulb, like every other bulb that you plant. And as the stem begins to grow up and out of the soil, it will grow a secondary root system on that stem as it grows through the ground, and that gives it extra strength to hold the lily straight up. Because some of your lilies are going to grow 2-3 feet and even taller. So by having this double root system, the lily is able to stand up nice and straight. And again, if you're just tuning in, when you're planting bulbs, no bone meal. Use the Dr. Earth bulb food or Espoma bulb food. It's organic, so stay away from bone meal.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.